In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. There are some situations in life that seem intractable, or some situations that no matter how hard we've tried over a long period of time, we haven't seen anything change. And in these situations, we can often, whether it be a troubled marriage, whether it be a physical sickness, whether it be a job that we don't like, that we've been at forever and we don't feel like we can lose, a broken friendship, problem with our families. There are these intractable or seemingly endless situations, and in them oftentimes people, as they experience, as they cry out from their hearts, as they ask God for help, day by day, eventually lose hope and lose faith. Today we are presented in the gospel with two stories that have this a similar characteristic of being something where someone has suffered for a long time. And it's presented in a kind of action motion film in a way, because most gospels, you know, it's like Jesus did this, he said this. This is, talking about Jesus essentially trying to make his way to Jairus' daughter and then having someone in the crowd come up and touch him. Well, anyways, you heard the gospel, and the two situations are this. We have Jairus, whose daughter, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I've heard it pronounced about three different ways. He has his daughter who's 12 years old, who is dying at the edge of death. And there are other, this is in the other gospels as well, where she is just about to die, essentially. And he has a lot of hope. You know, he's like the guy who calls the ambulance, you know? If the ambulance could just get there, they would be saved. You know, his daughter would be helped by the great teacher and healer, Jesus Christ. So you can imagine from his point of view just the absolute profound tormented sadness of his daughter's sickness. You can imagine that conflicting with this sense of hope. If only Jesus could be here, he could heal my daughter. Before she dies, he could heal her. And then you could also possibly imagine his frustration because Jesus is pressed by crowds. He had just left healing the Gadarene demoniac. He comes into town and he essentially is surrounded by people with needs. People who are brushing up and pushing up against him. He's making his way through the crowd. And there is Jairus, just like we mentioned with this ambulance analogy. If he could make it to here, my daughter could be healed. But there's no way for him to make it here quickly. He can't press through the people. He's not running. And as I mentioned, other people have problems too. And we have one such person. Of course, we have a whole crowd of people with problems who are trying to touch Jesus and every other thing. But we hear about one person. We hear about this woman who also has a very sad story because she suffered with an ailment that makes her bleed for 12 years. And in the Jewish law, of course, this makes her unclean. This makes her someone who is viewed as almost contagious, so that if she were to go out in society, every time she touches somebody, they become unclean. And we can imagine her pain and her isolation, her poverty, because it says she spent all of her money on doctors, which is precisely what most of us would do. Fix this doctor. 12 years of going to doctors, 12 years of isolation, 12 years of a problem that nobody's been able to figure out. And there it is. It hasn't gone away. But thank God Jesus is coming. Maybe she has faith, actually, as we hear our Lord commend her. Thank God Jesus is coming. Maybe if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And we see with this woman, mixed up with these feelings of pain and possible despair, and all the time she may have given up, because what's the point anyways? After 12 years, if the doctors can't figure it out, who's going to figure it out? And yet, because she has a seed of faith, she goes out and touches the hem of Jesus' garment and receives her healing. Jesus later pulls her from the crowd and brings her to attention to say that she is the one who received healing from him. And I'm not going to go into the whole drama of Jesus there, but Jairus is still waiting. You know, some of the time that Jesus is spending figuring out who touched him, which even the Apostle Peter feels like is ridiculous, some of this time is time that Jesus isn't making it to Jairus' daughter. After this woman is healed, there's a servant that comes from the house and he says, "Don't even bother Jesus. Don't bother the teacher. She's already dead. She died." Jesus can go about his day. No need for the ambulance. No need for an immediate rescue. It's time to start mourning. If you're aware of Middle Eastern culture in general, the mourning is often accompanied by professional mourners. So you would start to hear the weeping and the wailing, but also because you are one of the family members and because you love this little girl, you would also feel free to begin grieving. She's dead. It's done. You know, it's one thing to believe that Jesus can heal your little girl, or that he can heal you, or to think that in some way he can do something. But at this point, there isn't anybody who believes that Jesus can raise the dead. This situation, as far as he's concerned, Jairus is concerned, is over. It's done. As far as the family's concerned, it's done. She's dead. What is he going to do? Is he going to comfort them? And if only he could have made it quicker. Jesus, brushing this aside, he goes and he pushes into the house. Again, it says that he says something that we would consider ridiculous, that she is sleeping, and they ridicule him. There's different translations, I was wondering. One said that they laughed at him, they ridiculed him. One was translated, they mocked him. They mocked Jesus. But Jesus, of course, raises this girl from the dead in the presence of the family that has no expectation of anything, because again, no one is thinking that Jesus can bring a soul back to the body. It's too far gone. As I said, it's one thing to believe in healing, it's another thing to believe that someone can take something that's so far gone and somehow make it, bring it back to health. We have in our lives many intractable situations, and we're meant to take today's gospel of Jesus healing, raising the dead and healing, as encouragement, to encourage us to have faith and to encourage us to have hope. The scriptures are very clear. With men, all things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So, regardless of your situation, regardless of your suffering, whether it be for 12 years, or as in the other gospel of the paralytic 38 years. Whether it be of a psychological nature, whether it be of a demonic nature, like the Gadarene demoniac, whether it be interpersonal, a struggle amongst family members, a marriage. As Christians, we may be worn down by these things, and we may be tempted to harden our hearts and fall into a sort of disbelief that God can do anything for us. Why bother? If it's been this way this long, it isn't going to change. But in today's gospel, we are given a planted seed of hope to say, absolutely, even after you've spent all your money on the doctors, there is a potential that God can heal you if you have faith. Even if you've lost all faith and hope and the situation is dead, who would think that anything could change about it? Even after it's all over, Jesus Christ can come and make it whole. He can come and raise it as he raised the little girl. And these seeds are meant to be planted in your heart for faith and hope, so that you don't harden your hearts, so that you don't become despairing, so that you don't become downcast just because God isn't working on your time. In both situations, God was not working on their time. There is no way she wanted to wait 12 years to be healed with all the ramifications in her life. And Jesus was really supposed to get there before she died. But he didn't. It's the same for us. Sometimes we wait and we wait and we wait. And as I mentioned, we're asked by the gospel to essentially ask the Lord to help us have hope, to help us have faith, and to realize that with God, all things are possible. Even though we don't see a way, even though it's beyond our capacity to understand, and sometimes, even though we want to look at God and mock and ridicule him and tell him how ridiculous it is that he thinks he can do anything with our situation. May the Lord bless us to have more hope and faith. May he bless us to cast off despair. May he help us to integrate this example of profound faith of this woman who was healed today, and to be astonished that our Lord can take even something that is completely dead and fill it with life and make it whole. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.